Hey, hey, Megan here, back with you on a Friday for Cream City Digest. You heard the Cream City Dreams interview on Wednesday. Now it's time to break it down. Make it easy to chew, bite-sized conversation starters for the dinner table. Every Friday, I'll bring you a nugget of wisdom from this week's guest. Reflection, an action step, or just a second chance to hear something so good you won't mind listening to it twice. It could be an idea that gives you pause, or maybe it's an idea that gets you into action mode so that you can start living your Cream City dream. Whatever it is, it won't take long because this will be short and sweet and also really easy to share. Thanks for being here. Welcome back, week two, Cream City Digest. You know, it's funny, I didn't actually know I was going to be making these digests when I interviewed Dr. Ellen Sensky, who was on the pod this week. And I just happened to ask her, what would you say at a dinner party if? Which is exactly the kind of question I want to answer in these weekly digests. So here you go, a little bit of fodder in case you're talking over dinner about museums and why we need them. You're at a dinner party and you're not with people in your field or other scientists, and somebody says, what do you do? And why do we need museums? What do you say to that person? What's ancient relics? What, you know?
Right. Yeah. You know, I mean, I've actually had not just, there've been individuals who've been on the board who've said, what do we need all these collections for? And I have a couple of responses to that. One, the collections and the research that's done on them. You know, you cannot, especially with the natural history items, you can't go back in time and get them. Mm. You know, this frog was collected at this time from this place. And it tells you a story, that a scientific story, and especially when you combine all of those, that those are things that, if we did not have those collections through time, we would not have the knowledge that we have today. Because those collections, the stories, the scientific stories build from generation to generation, and we just learn more and more and more based on things that are, if you took one specimen and you looked at it through time, you would see different stories through time. The other thing is museums are gathering places for people of all types to come together and to experience the same thing in different ways based on, you come with your friends, you experience it in one way. You come with your family in another way. You come with the school group in another way. And that, the combination of that just adds depth to who we are and how we then interact with the rest of the world. So I think that if you didn't have museums, there is no other place like a museum that gives you that kind of different experiences based on your own, where you start out. You know, I just think that we would be a less interesting world without museums.
I don't know if I need to say much more than that. Of course we would be a much less interesting world without museums. Thank goodness for museums. But more than that, what I heard her say there is, in both of the answers, is that we are a species of storytellers. We need stories. We rely on stories. We are made up of stories. And we make up stories. And museums are nothing if not a collection of those stories and a place to gather to hear those stories. And especially in this time when so many of us get our stories from, let's be honest, social media, phones, perhaps biased websites, biased news sources. Thank goodness there is a place that we can gather that reminds us to look up and look around, and a place that inspires curiosity and wonder. so that we lift our heads up from our phones and remind ourselves of how cool it is to live on this planet and how many millions and millions of stories there are to be told and to discover. So thank you to Dr. Senske and her team. Be sure to listen to the podcast if you haven't already. There's lots of fun gems. And if you know somebody who needs to be reminded of just how cool our beloved public museum is, would you send them this podcast? I'd be grateful. Thanks for being here. Happy weekend.